Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Convinced that Superman knows something about the brutal murder of Dr. Chi Wan, Oriental scholar and art collector, Lois Lane, star girl reporter for the Daily Planet, persuades editor Perry White to print an appeal to Superman to step forward and tell all he knows. A telegram arrives in response to the appeal, a telegram that says, "I will meet you in the Carson Mansion at 8 tonight." Signed, Superman. Lois and Perry White leave to keep the appointment. In the meantime, Clark Kent, who has gone to pay a call on Walter Huffman, a dealer in jewels he suspects of being involved in Chi Wan's murder, returns to the newspaper office. As he enters the editorial department, young Jimmy Olsen hails him. Listen.
Mr. Kent, wait a minute.
Oh, what is it, Jimmy?
Chi Wilkins, where were you?
Oh, I just stepped out for a while. Why, what's cooking?
Well, Mr. White was looking for you. He got a telegram. It must have been important, because he and Miss Lane left in an awful hurry. They said they couldn't wait for you.
Well, what was the telegram about?
Gee, I don't know, but when Mr. White read it, he said, "Great Scott." You don't think maybe it had something to do with Chi Wan and the dragon's teeth, do you?
Yeah. Let's take a look in Mr. White's office. Maybe we can find the wire.
Boy, this sure is getting exciting.
When did they leave, Jimmy?
Oh, about 20 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. Close the door, Jimmy.
Okay.
Oh, let's have a look here. Not over here. No, there's no telegram on his desk. Take a look in the waste paper basket, Jimmy.
Okay. No, I don't see it.
Try and remember, Jimmy. Didn't Lois or Mr. White say who the telegram was from?
No, they didn't. Well, it's not in the waste paper basket either.
Wait a minute. We're just a couple of dumbbells. All we've got to do is call the telegraph office and get a copy of the wire.
Sure, that's right, Mr. Kent.
Maybe. Oh, operator, get me the telegraph office. That's right. You say they left in a hurry, Jimmy?
And how? I didn't even get a chance to ask Miss Lane what was
up. Wait a minute. Hello? Telegraph office? This is the Daily Planet. Yes. We received a wire about a half hour ago. That's right. And we'd like to get a copy of it. Yes.
Precious minutes slip away as Clark Kent endeavors to learn the contents of the mysterious telegram. Meanwhile, Lois Lane and Perry White are waiting in the musty darkness of the deserted Carson Mansion, listening to the distant peal of a church bell striking the hour of 8.
What's that, Mr. White? That noise?
Church bell. Tolling the hour. We're just on time.
Mr. White, do you think he's here?
We'll find out soon enough. Of all the wet, foul-smelling places I ever saw, this is the worst I've ever been.
Shh. You're going to open the door.
It might have been the wind.
No, no. I hear footsteps.
You're right. Who's there? Who's there?
I don't hear the footsteps anymore.
I'm going to strike a match.
Don't strike any matches.
Who are you?
I am Superman.
That voice, Mr. White. It isn't Superman.
How do we know you're Superman? Show yourself.
That I cannot do. You will have to believe me. You ask for information? I'm ready to give it to you.
Asking what he was doing at Dr. Wan's house.
What were you doing at Chi Wan's house the night he was killed?
What difference does that make? You're interested only in one thing. The man who committed the crime.
Who was it?
Listen to me. Listen carefully. The man who killed Chi Wan.
Mr. Kent. What makes you so sure Superman didn't send that telegram to Mr. White?
Jimmy, you've asked me that same question a dozen times. I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah, but what makes you so sure? Are you Superman's personal friend or something?
What?
I said, are you Superman's personal friend?
Why, of course not. Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you're so positive he didn't send that telegram to Mr. White. I thought maybe he told you he didn't.
No, he didn't tell me anything. Nobody told me anything. Just keep your shirt on now. We'll get to the bottom of this in short order.
Okay.
That's the Carson Mansion up ahead.
What are you stopping for?
I think we'll go the rest of the way on foot. Come on, Jim.
Say, there's a car in the driveway, Mr. Kent.
Yes. Mr. White's car. Keep your voice down, Jimmy.
The house is all boarded up.
Mm-hmm. It's been empty for years. Here, get on the grass. That gravel makes a racket.
Okay. Do you think Miss Lane and Mr. White are inside the house?
I imagine so. Come on. We'll sneak up to this window. Some of the boards have been torn loose and the glass is broken.
Listen to me. Listen carefully.
I hear a voice.
Shh, quiet, Jimmy.
A man who killed T1 is known to me and me alone.
Mr. Kent, did you hear that?
Quiet, Jimmy.
Who is that man? Who killed T1?
That's Mr. White talk.
Yes, I know. Quiet.
I will be able to tell you within 48 hours. In the meantime, you must make no attempt to find out for yourself.
Why must we wait 48 hours?
Because he doesn't know. He's lying. He isn't Superman.
Gee, Mr. Kent.
You stay here, Jimmy. Don't move from this spot. I'll be back. I figured something like this was happening. Looks like it's high time the real Superman took over.
Now, if this back door is open... No, it's locked. I'd crash through, but I don't want to make too much noise. Yeah, this window will do the trick. Rip the boarding off quietly. Quietly. There, that's one. Crash this noise. Two. One more and I can climb through once I get the window open. There. That does it. Hope nobody heard me. Now to raise the window. And up over the sill. There. This must be the kitchen. I can hear voices from the front of the house. A good thing I can see in the dark.
There's nothing I can tell you now. You must wait 48 hours.
No, my phony friend. We're not waiting. I'll just open this door quietly.
But how do we know whether to believe you? How do we know you're Superman?
Who else could I be?
That's what I want to know.
Hey, let go of me!
What's happening? Mr. White!
Wait a minute. I'll light a match.
Did you hear that? Something's happened.
Here. Here's a light now.
Look. There on the floor.
Great Scott. It's a man. Out cold.
Lois! Mr. White!
That sounds like Clark Kent's voice.
Mr. White!
Now, what in the name of heaven are you doing here?
Oh, Jimmy and I decided to follow you after we got a copy of that telegram. What happened?
Everything that could happen. Consign this match. I'm burning up.
Here, wait. I've got a flashlight in my pocket. There.
Gee, Willikin. There's a man on the floor. Is that Superman?
No. It's someone who tried to palm himself off as Superman. I still don't know what happened. You see, he was talking to us, telling us we'd have to wait 48 hours before he could let us know who killed Chi-Wan, when suddenly I heard a burst of wind, another man's voice, and then the sound of blows.
Whoever hit him certainly didn't pull his punches. That shiner he's got. I wonder who it was.
Let's get him back to the office where we can question him. You take the flashlight, Lois. Mr. White and I'll carry him.
Shucks, I'm disappointed. I thought sure I was going to see Superman again.
Hey, all right, keep moving, Jimmy. A lot of questions to ask this bird, as soon as we get back to the office...
Now, look here, you. We've wasted enough time. Are you going to talk, or do we have to turn you over to the police?
I told you all I know. You paid me $50 to do the job.
Walter Huffman paid you $50 to impersonate Superman?
That's right. He told me what to do and what to say. I used to be an actor, but I've been out of work for 3 months, and I needed the money.
What happened at the Carson Mansion? Who knocked you out?
I don't know. Someone jumped out of the darkness. It felt like a sledgehammer.
Come in.
Well,
what is it, Reynolds?
I checked Huffman's office. It's closed. Nobody there. Elevator boy says Huffman and the Chinaman left a couple of hours ago. They were carrying bags.
Okay. Here, take this guy out.
Okay.
Call Captain Riley at headquarters and have him picked up.
Yeah. You said if I talked, you'd let me go.
You didn't talk enough. Take him, Reynolds.
Come on.
Well, now where are we?
Exactly right where we started from.
No, we're not. I've got it.
What have you got?
Well, it all ties in. Huffman told this actor to tell you he'd revealed Chi Wan's killer within 48 hours. Why 48 hours?
You tell me.
Because he needed 48 hours to get away with the 10 pieces of jade, the dragon's teeth.
Where could he get to in 48 hours?
To the west coast, where boats leave for China. Reynolds just told us he was seen leaving his office building carrying bags. Hu Ling, the man who used to work for Dr. Wan, was probably with him.
Kent, I think you've hit it. Call all the airlines. Find out whether he took passage for California. If he did, we'll be on his trail so fast he won't know what happened.
Is Walter Huffman en route to a China-bound boat with the dragon's teeth? Or is Clark Kent jumping to conclusions? Don't forget to tune in next time for a thrilling twist in this strange Oriental drama.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.